justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Winston City Council Workshop, September 13th, 6 o'clock p.m., 2021.
Teresa is here, and Lenny is absent at this point, and the mayor's here. We're here to discuss the city's use or prospective use of the American Rescue Plan, which, to my understanding, is a little over $611,000 with this deposit, and we should have another one in a year equaling that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you, Ann. So we're going to have 1.2 and change. Staff has been discussing the best way they feel to spend these funds. And from what we understand, there's a rather limited use of these funds. We can't use it for whatever the heck we want. They have to be related to tech issues, sewer issues, possibly some building issues as far as roof repair on a couple of buildings, but we're not totally sure on that yet. So I think we should start with the obvious things that need to be repaired. And Andy Howell, would you please fill us in on what, from your perspective, where we need to go with this?
Mr. Mayor, good evening, everybody. Yeah, you know, the number one priority is the sewer and the system. Keeping the sewer flowing primarily out of town to the drinking plant. So the SHN, when we did our sewer master plan, identified number one priority, which was snow pump station and that siphon, sewer siphon. So I believe that that sewer siphon needs to be the number one project that we look at first. The sewer, you know, I'd love to be able to do a lot of things, but that siphon in my, it needs to be addressed. We need to look at that and get a handle on that siphon. There's a lot of unknowns to that siphon. So I would recommend that we look at that siphon, move forward on the siphon, and take
that. So do you have a plan then as to where you want to start with it?
We do. The first plan, we kind of went back and forth on this thing, is, you know, it's over 40 years old. There's been really no, don't know a lot about it. There's a lot of unknowns to that siphon. You know, we know that there's two 12-inch to 15-inch pipe. We know that flow comes in and goes through to the plant, but we've never inspected it. We've never looked at it. It's never been cleaned. So there's a lot of unknowns to the pipe. So we have to go in there and kind of determine the first step, and I think we need to look at is addressing the two manholes and kind of get an idea of where we're at before we actually get going, what kind of condition these manholes are in. We did the visual inspection. There's some sulfide issues there in the manholes. How bad is it? We don't really know yet. They're 20 feet, 25 feet deep, so there's some work to get to them. So the first step.
Diving?
Yes, right.
Hello, can you hold your breath?
Right. So we'll have to go in there and do some core sampling, do some strength on that concrete, kind of see what kind of condition the concrete is first to see if we can even move forward, if that's a viable option. Can we repair the manholes? So just some information.
So do you have a clue then? And we, Andy and I talked earlier today, so we've kind of been over a little bit of this, but for the benefit of everybody else, do you have a clue where this spending is going to start? Dollar signs, how much is it going to, what's the manhole inspection going to set us back? And then what's your feel for the rest of the process?
That's a great question, because the first preliminary from our engineer is $17,000 for the manhole inspections. That is just strictly to look at those two manholes. That's it. That's basically an idea that will come up with some information on what the conditions are of the manholes. If the manholes can be rehabbed, SHN or Civil West will provide us a kind of a document of what they recommend moving forward. But that's like step one, phase one, and this is a big project. So
are we kind of getting in on the tail end of where we should start with this, or? If we start the process now, when would we start construction if that's what needed to take place?
That would be quite some time, I think, Mayor. I think trying to get them, because that is just strictly looking at the manholes. And then we have to figure out, you know, there's no pig launch there, there's no valves. We have to do some dewatering, we have to do inspections. We have to come up with some sort of design. So, you know, step one, I guess, would be determine first of all what kind of condition those manholes are in. Can we move forward, or is that option off? Now are we looking at a whole new bore under the river? Are we looking at a new siphon? So potentially we could be looking at a new siphon.
So three questions. One, you really don't know how much it's going to cost.
No, we don't.
Two, you don't know exactly what needs to be done.
Until after you look at it.
Three, is that also something that the Green District would also participate in?
I don't believe so.
No,
this is our stuff.
This is our portion.
Okay, I thought being in the sewer system.
No, our sewers are separated.
Okay.
We're billed by our flow.
Okay, fourth question then is, if we don't know how much it costs, how would this impinge on the money that we're looking at from the government? And then also on top of that is, would money in the sewer fund be enough to cover if we knew what it was?
Well, that's kind of a nebulous question.
I know it's a nebulous question.
Yeah. The other question I've got, and...
So what's the answer?
What's the answer? I wish I had a crystal ball to give you all the answers. But I can tell you that from what we know, it's very limited. I can tell you that the pipe is approaching its useful life. It's over 40 years old. It's got a 50-year life expectancy. So there's things that we need to determine moving forward. It's really hard to make a call. I like to go in there if we're going to do something and do it right and do kind of a one and done is my kind of looking at things. I believe Mark feels the same. So there's things we need to look at. As we start wrapping our head around this siphon and getting a handle of what it's actually, what's all involved in this thing, like I said, ultimately we may be looking at a whole new siphon and just leaving that thing there and boring and do a whole new siphon.
Okay.
Part of the cost.
Taking that into consideration, could it not also be covered by the sewer fund?
Currently?
Yes.
I don't believe so.
Why?
Plus, you don't even know until you
that,
get
are we talking that
the price out, David. You won't know until you find out.
Well, I understand.
I guess there's another question too we need to ask. What is available? I mean, the DEQ stepped up with the whole lot of money for the Snow Street thing. Are there funds available from DEQ to do this as well?
I believe that there's going to be some more monies rolling down for infrastructure, from what I understand. And this would be probably a great project potential for that. Once we come to an idea, you know, we have to have some sort of base information to go to DEQ with. So we have to start kind of somewhere.
So this money we've got now, this $611,000, we've spent a little bit of it on tech, correct, Brandon?
You have a clue what
that is?
Not yet. No, we haven't yet. It would be, I think the first thing that we looked at potentially spending this money on would be a server for the sewer. So no.
So what would the ballpark on that? What was your ballpark?
We're looking probably after everything else that's done about $7,500.
Okay.
That's for the server.
That's just for the server, yeah.
Okay. So if I had to come up with the only answer for the whole thing right now, I'd say get started, Andy, and see what you get, what we're going to need to spend, unless you have some other suggestions.
Well, I think he needs to do the research first. He needs to have the money or take the money somewhere, see what's wrong. I mean, how many times have we had manhole problems, really major problems?
Well,
we don't want to have any more of those. That's what upsets me. Is that we don't need that. And we have, 90 houses coming up? Not immediately, but down the road. So if we don't get the main thing within the city done first, and you're going out and getting all these others, which is gonna put another load.
Which brings to mind, Andy, the other part of our discussion today. You might bring that up too.
One of the things is our new CCTV system that council allowed us to purchase, which is, thank you again, by the way, With that piece of equipment, we are now identifying more main lines, and they're not good. So, not to be the chicken of the sky is falling person, but I believe a systematic approach to addressing our infrastructure. We've addressed a 300-foot AC 15-inch trunk line. That needs to be dealt with. That's on B and C basin. So that'll pick up from Brinder, basically, everything flowing to Brinder south. So it's a fairly large flow area. We've identified that as replaced. I would like to add that to the West Side project. I haven't got any preliminary numbers on that one, but I believe it's a good candidate for a burst. We have one connection on it. I don't know if it's active connection. We haven't got that far into the process, but we've identified that that line definitely needs replaced. There's no doubt about it. We've done enough flushing now that in the past we get things back when we flush, little white chunks, little pieces of items that automatically know we've done enough of these now to know that it's probably an AC line, it's probably bad. So then we flush it, we clean it, we PV it, we've inspected it, it's definitely bad. You got the lining, the structural integrity of the pipe is compromised, and it needs to be replaced.
So this TV system is costing us a lot more than we originally planned. Then,
you know what it is when you say, I think it may be bad, and I don't really know. You know, now it's like, ew.
Andy's once again giving a colonoscopy to the city.
Alan's got a question.
Andy, is it possible to TV these siphons?
That's part of the whole thing. Yeah, that's it, Alan, is, but you know, the siphons underwater. So we have to be able to first go through the system because there's weirs in there. There's the main feed is a 12-inch. The weir design is will flow through a 12-inch, picks up, crosses the weir, goes to the 12-inch pipe on the right, crosses up, goes to the last 15-inch on the left. Maximum flow is like 6.2 million gallons a day. So the 24-inch line it feeds it is set in about 5.5. So the technically, we should never have a problem. It's designed to handle that 6.2 MGD. We don't. So we have to get some valves in there. One of the things we didn't want to do is we've done this road. We go out for a contract. Yep. Let's put some valves in that manhole. I'm sure they're okay. We get down there, the contractor goes, I can't get nothing in the concrete.
Can you maybe better explain the process of inspecting those lines?
Well, yeah, with the inverted siphon, they're full of water. So you can look at them, but you have to be able to dewater them somehow. You got to be able to inspect them. You can do a sonar, you can do certain things, they'll tell for I-9 and things, but to actually be able to inspect it, there's a pretty large segment of pipe that's always underwater. So we need to be able to either valve it off, pump it out, and get the water out of somehow so we can get a camera in there to actually look at the pipe, the condition of the pipe from the internal side of the pipe. So that's the problem that back in the when this thing was put in 78, there was valves in there. So the valves were, staff would use valves to back the system up and flush those four things out. But those valves have been inoperable for, matter of fact, they're gone now because they're rusted out. So there's nothing in there. So once again.
Are there pieces of valve in the pipe?
No, we got them all out. We actually had Basin come in, and he did that job for us to get that items out of there. But I know when we get heavy flow, and Chris can talk on this with what comes through those pipes, because they settle, they hold debris, rocks, dirt, grit. Man, he shows up on his side.
Andy, I understand about the site, okay, and I totally agree. And we cannot make decisions here. The question is, if there was a decision made to use the money to determine the amount or extent of repair that is needed on that system, would that be feasible?
The $611,000? Just for investigation work?
No, I'm not talking about that. Of that $600,000, if it was feasible to determine the cost of what we have to find out what's wrong with the system. In other words, that investigation that you're talking about, how much is this going to cost, how much is that going to cost, where we have the initial outlay of cost that's going to precipitate into the larger cost later. So that first increment, so to speak, would that be feasible from the giving the part of the money for that program, and then looking at the second quarter of looking when we get the information back, where from that, where we could take that money and use it for the second.
Potentially, like I say, that I think once we kind of get a little more information on these manholes, because part of you, I think I'm talking there about that, part of you, we're looking at the whole system. Do we even want to waste our time doing that thing?
Yeah.
Do we want to just forget it and just let it run and put a whole new system in with a surge tank and the different things that's a whole other one. But anyway, and put a whole new line in there. So that's kind of where we're at now, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what you need to find out.
Yeah,
that's going to cost money. And I'm saying that if that's going to cost money, would that part of it be okay with the money that we have now? And then when we find out that information, how much it's going to cost, is maybe project that into the second fiscal year for the repair money.
So what you're saying, you don't want to save any money out of this.
That money.
You want to spend this to do something else? Or
yeah.
You gotta spend this to find out what we're gonna do.
Spend the money that we need to find out how much we need to spend in the future. And taking it out from this pot of the money.
Okay. Then if it takes $611,000 to figure that out, that's fine. I'm just asking the question.
Well,
we have to find out what it's gonna cost.
That's right, that's okay. What I'm asking.
Okay. So if you're gonna throw a dart at the wall and hit a number, what do you think it would be?
Get high.
Be within $5, please.
I'd be a million plus, I'm sure.
Just to find out?
To find out?
Well, to find out, well.
What comes with that inspection, the $17,000?
Only thing that is the manholes.
Okay.
It's strictly that.
That's
is just confirming the condition of two manholes.
Okay.
Could you draw just a rough picture maybe here for us, Andy? Show us your work skills.
Oh, Lord.
Look, right here on the whiteboard here.
What do you want a picture? The second?
The system we're going to replace.
Okay.
On picture drawing?
So, yeah, I'm not a very good picture drawer. So, we have the flow coming in with the manholes. So, we have the outlets. There's three outlets. This is off Hellwig, actually. So, Hellwig comes down. I actually took Ann there.
Yes.
Get a little tour. So, so it comes down, dies off, does this number.
So that's under the river?
Under the river. Back to another manhole over here. This is a treatment plant.
So how was that? That was bored originally?
Actually, no. Actually, they got in there and actually worked in the river.
They dug it?
Yeah, they actually got in there and worked. They dynamited and they just did their thing.
Because 78, there wasn't a hell of a lot of water in the summertime. There.
Yeah, so this one, these three pipes, there's the three pipes that are encased in concrete. So they're encased in concrete, they come down, so these things stay submerged. They're always underwater. So you have the flow picks up, and it runs through, basically fills all three. Hits this other one, flows in the treatment plant. Forgive my lack of drawing.
That's fine.
Basically, that's what it is. The river, siphon comes over, different from a gravity flow channel, where it's just gravity open channel. This is kind of works off a pressure system, where it comes up, builds up. It runs through, and there's always water in that siphon. So
you can't use the CVTD for that, can you? I look at it.
Not ours.
I would prefer not to use ours.
No, we can't use ours, so we'll go that far. I don't want to lose it.
Yeah,
I
would prefer not to use ours.
That's what you have contractors for. Mm-hmm.
They take their responsibility. We'd have to. It's got to be pig launch, probably an ice pig launch. To clean it, and then we shoot everything over to the treatment plant. We pick that up over that way, and we valve it off or inspect it to see what kind of condition the pipes are in. So you have to dewater it somehow to get another look at it. But you can take the camera underwater. You can look underwater, but it's not as effective because you can miss things underwater. So
not very clear.
Yeah.
Anything else that Public Works can use this money for?
Come on, Andy, you got lots.
I say sewer. I can use it all on sewer.
Well, he just talked about the mainland. I mean, main lines. We got main lines all over town.
We got another, pretty much every road crossing there that we have inspected at this point.
So
needs replaced.
Are we even approaching a place in this conversation where we can talk about maybe the community center roof, or is that just totally out of the picture and we need to spend this money on the appropriate infrastructure?
The roof is important. There's no doubt about that. The roof in the community center is important. It's one of our larger assets for buildings, for sure. Once again, when we got the number for that roof, we just had three or four random roofers come in. So to do that project, we would also need to go out, and I'd have to, I believe I have somebody that we can work with to actually go in there and develop it to a bid set. Because one of the things we've got to be careful on is we need to go into that building now and actually climb up through there and check for any potential rot, anything that goes on in the structure, in the wood structure. Because we want to cover as many bases we can, because you guys all know it's done roofs. They pop this stuff off and go, but bang, here we got another big, huge surprise. So we'll try to cover every base we can there to make sure we have everything covered on the building, if that's something the council would like.
Would we want to redesign that roof perhaps a little bit, give it some slope of some sort?
I think the original design was probably okay, but they had the drainage wasn't set right, so it held water, it never drained. So that contributed to the downfall of the roof, I guess I would say, that has big spawning all winter. I think the Brandon took his film that, so it's got huge areas that water never drains.
Pools.
It's really heavy.
Goldfish, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe another option for
right.
A little income for you,
right.
Fishing.
So the other thing to throw in the community center is the mechanical room. So we still need to get that mechanical room done. That's got to be sheetrocked and enclosed. We also have the hatch that we can't get to the roof without a ladder, which breaks OSHA. OSHA requirements, you can use ladders and access the roof, we've been doing that forever. So we have to look at finishing a mechanical room and either A, have a ladder built into that where we can access the hatch that's on the currently there on the roof, or we look at doing something on the exterior side of the building, some sort of like a tank hatch entry or something like that, maybe not quite as expensive. Something potentially we could, when the guys are blowing the roof off and things, they could maybe use a little winch to pull equipment up or leaves or whatever we're doing up there. So there's several things that have to be there also, besides just the roof.
Chief, I'm sorry, go ahead.
When you're going to, at not right immediately, but at a further time, I hope, put a roof on it, what type of roof would be good that would last more than this one? Is there a tar roof? Is there a metal roof?
You know,
what is it?
That Carsley roof was a good roof. It was a real thin roofing. It was a typically they used a 60 mil. That was not. That was the thinnest material they could use at that time. But I said some of the deponding on the roof can help decrease the life of that roof. So I think having it properly inspected and designed and where we can get that water off that roof, we can avoid the standing water, get that water to drain off. We have some of the issues with the drains. That's some of those leaks we have in the corners because the roof drains will start leaking. But you don't know until water shows.
Until they come inside.
Right. So that's what we've been dealing with. And one of the issues was over the years we've had people working on it. But once you touch a roof that's under warranty, unless the manufacturer warranty okays it, you avoid warranty. And we did that also. So,
Chief. On your project for the electronics, your cost also includes the upgrade and the communications within the community center?
Does not.
Because that is a pretty doggone bad mess there also.
So,
and does it also include then the for the library, for the upgrade for the computers in the library?
So,
or would that fall under the purview of public works?
No, we can do it. It's just that the initial changeover when we talked to IT was we wanted to get City Hall up to speed, we want to get the PD up to speed, and Public Works up to speed. Then once we're there, and we got this Mentor Ethernet thing, and got everything working off one firewall, one access point, security issue, the servers are up and running, we'll be able to bring in the community center. And start
okay, so you're talking about basically just phasing it.
phase it in, yeah, but I didn't put any of these costs that I gave to Mark or the initial startups has anything to do with the community center.
Okay.
At this point.
Fair point, thank you.
Chris, anything you have to offer?
No, I mean, I think before we start talking about the tech, though, at the community center, the roof definitely needs to be addressed before we move on to that, even if it's a little bit of money. But I agree with Andy. If you can't use the restrooms at the community center, what good's the community center going to be? So I think we need to go with what's most important to the city.
The thing that we need to remember is that old Fram commercial, pay me now or pay me later.
Well,
and paying later is more expensive.
Yeah, but as far as... people are going to be a lot more upset if they can't flush their toilets than if they can't go to the library.
I said pay me later. Pay me now, pay me later.
Pay me now, pay me now, pay me now.
You can check the people that already had that problem.
I mean, I'm not going to be happy, but...
Mr. Sherlock, anything on your wish list for this $611,000?
I am here to voice my... I'm a proponent of the siphon.
Okay.
I wonder why. But without the siphon, all this is pointless. So, you know, then,
you're not going to have a bucket brigade?
No. I'm not a bucket brigade. Well, that's the other, I mean, they can get into it and discover that that thing could die at any moment. You know, then at that point, you have to figure out bypass pumping on a standby thing, because you're not going to do that overnight.
Right.
If you don't have a plan in place to bypass pump.
Right. This is what, yeah, my main concern is that siphon. And I think we all better get on that page. I mean, if it takes this and every penny in the sewer fund, then every grant we can get, we got to get it fixed. And worry about this the nice stuff later. I mean, we've come a long ways, but people aren't going to want to live here.
No, or with all those brand new houses coming in, yeah, and something going wrong, oh my goodness.
Andy, how long would it take you to find out exactly what it's going to cost?
Oh, Lord.
He'll never know that.
After you start the project, I know. But I mean, an estimate.
And that's the whole thing, because this phase one is strictly mantles.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even getting into the meat and taters. That's not anything. That's first, what are the mantle conditions? Like I said, I think maybe... looking at the idea of, listen, this thing is approaching its life expectancy anyway, maybe we were better off just looking at a whole new system and run that one and put a whole new system and update it in, address some issues that we have at the treatment plant also, and try to wrap it into one new stuff that'll last another 100 years, 50 years, whatever.
Mayor, anything you have to offer?
Well, speaking from Planning Commission, we've got a few projects that we have, but after talking with Thomas today, that he's already secured some grants to do the two projects that we have, which is the TSP and then the buildable land inventory, and those are the two key items before we can do our 20-year update of the comp plan. So we're good there, but one thing, we can't plan for houses unless you can flush your toilets.
Right.
Mayor Thomas is on the phone.
Thomas.
In after we got started, so.
Thomas.
Just wanted to let you know.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Anything to offer?
Well, in terms of a wish list, our planning, our highest wish, item one all the way through 10 is that sewer cycle. That imperative. Just kind of to echo what Rex is talking about there, we have tried to make sure that any kind of plan that we need to update, we've gotten 100% funding through the grant process, through ODOT for the PSP, and now through DLCD for the housing needs analysis and buildable lands inventory. So we're sitting really good, but even if we weren't, it would be really tough for planning to ask for any kind of money, knowing how important that siphon is. I mean, it's just kind of our lifeline, leaving the city. And, you know, if there are certain things that don't, I mean, not that we have too much of a take on the community roof or the computer system, those things are important, but you're going to have a faction of people that are kind of upset if somehow the numbers don't dial out there. But the entire city will be upset if something happens to that sidewalk.
Right.
So
right.
We're just kind of all on the same, just standing shoulder to shoulder with Public Works in that regard.
Okay, thank you very much. Thomas, just a quick one. After the meeting, could you give me a telephone call? This is Dave.
Yes, indeed.
I have some information. I have some information you might like that I want to pass along to you.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Happy to do it.
Good. Mr. Hobson, anything to offer?
I ever since I was, even before I was on the council, when I was on the budget committee, and found out about the siphon system, I questioned then what we'd been watched, how much it had been watched, what we know about it, and I was a little concerned that we didn't know that much about it. And considering that it is absolutely essential to get from here to there, and we don't know that much about it. In fact, how deep is that underneath the river?
It's fairly deep. Like I say, they got away with equipment using it, so you know it's encased in concrete, so it's, you know, it's not too
I'm of the opinion that that is should be the number one priority, just because, of the, like you said, it's 40 years old.
43, 44.
It's going to be an expensive project, no doubt about it. Even if we try to repair what's there, it's going to be expensive. If we have to build a new one, it's going to be maybe, it might even be less expensive just to build a new one.
That's all.
But it's something that I think really needs to be attacked, and that would be my,
Thank you. And what's the sum total in the sewer fund? Ballpark?
Oh, I don't know. Most of it's in the reserves. I would say some of them are close to maybe $2 million.
Two
in the sewer reserves. I'd have to.
I'm sorry, can you say that louder?
I believe it's around $2 million. I may be a little over on that, but I can look.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Edie, do you have anything you want to offer tonight?
Well, I had written a notice to a bunch of friends and also to Andy. I had three things on my list of things that needed to be addressed. First was the sewer system. Second was the roof for the community center. And then if there was some money that was not accounted for, I'd love to see a little put in for the pavilion restroom renovation at community center.
I think that would be a grand idea, but I don't think that qualifies for these funds.
I didn't know if it did or not. I had no idea what the criteria was.
There's some pretty interesting strings on this stuff. Well,
obviously sewer has to come first.
Yeah.
And that was first on my list too, by the way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay.
That has to be, and I do think if in fact you can do it for brand new, for less or equal to or close to repairing the other one, it would be pretty stupid not to go ahead and just put a new one in.
How do you really feel?
Yeah. But, you know, you're looking at a lifespan on a new system. Much better than a repaired anything.
Right, correct. Okay, well, we really can't take action here tonight.
Oh, I realize that. I just thought I'd put in my two cents.
Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We can't take action here tonight, but at what point in time can we maybe direct Andy to move forward with seeking some information?
How about our next meeting?
We can't do it this meeting?
No.
Sure.
Technically, we can, I believe, take action and a workshop. Technically, I think we can, but I'd rather not, since we've always said we wouldn't.
Next council.
So then it would be
Monday.
The next meeting.
Monday.
Okay.
Mayor. I was reading into some of that, and I think you can take action. You just can't take any action to spend any money.
Okay.
Does
So if they use their money that's already there to do it, we're giving them an okay to use the money that's already in there.
Gee, Andy, we're going to have to tell you what to do on Monday.
There we go.
I think you got a good feel for what everybody, you know, with what.
I think you know how we all feel, Andy.
I might change my mind, though. I'm not sure yet.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to probably look at just going all new, bypass the whole stuff, and then we're good for the next however long.
I mean,
those old valves already, they're grown and everything.
The valves are gone. There are no valves. Yeah, they're gone.
Because if we go that route, if we go the old route, you're going to have to spend $17,000 to get it inspected, and then okay, these things aren't going to cost us any more money, but now we still got to clean out the lines and check those to determine if we have to replace those. And how many sets of rain gear do you want to buy for that one guy? I think that needs to be the.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Good idea.
Andy, does it need three lines?
I don't know. I think some of the preliminary conversations was potentially a 30-inch.
They wouldn't have to have three lines.
I don't think so. I think some of the newer technologies, that's some of the designing it out where.
Well, going with the new line, they could be putting in the new line, still using the old line, and then when the old line, when it's finished, then discontinue the old line, and you don't want to have any interruption in the service.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good.
That makes sense.
How about that? We actually made sense. Okay. anybody else want to bring up anything pleasant ways to spend this money?
I think we've already spent
all of it and some. So how committed are we to the sewer funds? Is that just a pleasant reserve?
That's the other thing. I'll have to look and see how much of it is committed to the SDC pile of money. And then the non. There's more of it, I think, in the SDC money. We just haven't used it because it's more of an expansion type funding. Mm-hmm. So we have probably more of it in that pile of money than we do in just the more lucrative, you can spend it on anything sewer related.
And then we should probably all begin the process of searching out DEQ grants.
Sure.
Whoever does that. Because that could go a long way towards paying for this too.
We will be researching and kicking and poking everywhere.
Prodding. Anything for the good of the order? Councilor White? Councilor Cunningham? Councilor DeWalt? I got nothing. Thank you and good night.
Meeting adjourned at 6:38 p.m.
Yes.